Donegal have received 359,000 as against 450,000 last year. When we look at Ardmore Island, there's a reduction of 32% there. This is something that is unacceptable and is typical spin, whereas it's a matter for me to carry out the necessary research, which I have done. And of course, when we look at Tory Island, there's no funding at all for the roads there. In addition to that, Donegal County Council have submitted a very comprehensive application for funding for the other islands, whether it's Oi, Inishbofin, Gola, Inishfree, Rutland or Inishgerra. No funding at all provided for these islands. When I delve deeper, I find that there has been increases to other counties such as Mayo and Cork.
And as you spoke of Ardmore Island, the cut of 32% in funding, this is despite repeated calls for urgent funding to be made available for Ardmore.
Well, of course, the road in Ardmore that requires major funding is the Lighthouse Road. I was there last year together with both Minister Kane and Minister McHugh. They were very enthusiastic about returning to Dublin to get sufficient funds. Now, 20,000 is welcomed, but by the same token, it's my understanding that up to $500,000 is required to do this road from the county road to the lighthouse, which is now an iconic tourist amenity. But there's no point in having this if we cannot get there, and the condition of the road is so bad that even it has been suggested that we should be raising funds locally, and of course that's unacceptable.